Rock and Radio, your rock station.
Hey, it's Paul Di'Anno, and you're listening to Rock and Radio.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up?
How's the tour going?
It's going. Yeah, it's going good. We're 4 months into another world tour, so yeah, it's not too bad. Right. I got a broken knee.
Oh,
happened in Finland just before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Kid jumped up on stage.
A month ago.
Yeah, kid jumped up on stage, knocked me down and fucking broke my leg. And he busted my knee. And then when I went back to São Paulo, it's my hometown concert, first time in 2 years.
Okay.
And the kids broke the barrier down and jumped on me again. And then security jumped on top of them. So they snap it again.
Yeah, you have a lot of energy.
They're fucking mad. But my fans, I love them. But don't kill me.
Yeah, you're in being touring, you know.
Yeah, but I'm plus we're making a new album right now as well.
Yeah, your own new album.
Yeah, we've done 5 tracks so far in Germany. We're writing as we go though.
Okay.
We've done 5. I did all the vocal in 2 days for that.
Okay, do we continue with the same line on the last one?
No, it's a lot heavier. It's more industrial hardcore.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot better.
Well, hardcore, more real.
Yeah, it's getting more.
Nothing with catchy melodies, no.
We've industrialized a lot of stuff.
Oh, really?
It's getting better and better. So we've got a long. We'll have the EP done in June, and then the album should be out by early next year. Because as I said, we've still got about another 10 tracks to write yet.
Okay, this is great. You always playing, trying.
After this, I got more touring. I'm gonna finish South America, come back to Switzerland. I can't remember. Switzerland, Finland, Italy.
The Finland's money.
Germany again, and then I come back September, October to play for the Brazil All Stars, which is me and the guys from Sepultura, Edmundo.
Oh, with the guys from Sepultura.
Some guys from Hattie.
This is a good band from here, from Latin America.
Sepultura, my fucking buddy. We've been friends for years.
You live in Brazil, I think.
São Paulo, too.
Yeah. São Paulo, yeah.
Yeah, so we go.
How was that?
That's good, it's good.
Yeah.
We're going out on tour, but we're doing all covers.
Okay.
So it's like me and Jean, the new drummer, as far as I know, Paulo Jr. I think Andreas. It was Andreas.
Andreas's
idea at first.
He's a friend.
Yeah, we're all friends, I suppose.
Oh, okay, great.
So it's going to be cool, and the guitarist from Edmundo's as well is coming. So we're just doing all covers. It's going to be fun. It was going to be 5 songs 3 times a day in 3 different cities, you know, just for fun, but then we're doing it as a proper show, like for an hour and a half every night.
Oh.
It's going to be quite fun. We're doing stuff like Queen, Zeppelin, Free, Rolling Stones, all kinds of shit. All stuff I hate, but there you go. I don't like that kind of music, but there you go.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun for me to do this.
Oh, your DVD was great. Now I have a copy of this. Oh, very good producer, sir.
Oh, right. It's funny, me and Max, we did Killers together in Serbia the other year. He came out and sang with me. It's funny as hell.
It's 25 years or more than from Killers and Iron Maiden. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Well, so the tour be going almost as long. not so many.
You're more famous. You're part of history of metal, man.
Nah, but some of them,
don't be so humility.
They're some of my greatest friends, them guys. I love them. I won't hear anything bad said about Sepultura. They're fucking awesome.
Do you have any contact with the other members from Iron Maiden?
Yeah, sometimes.
Steve,
me and Clive, always. I see Bruce Christmas last year when we did Clive Aid.
Okay.
I don't see Dave anymore, or Adrian very much, but Steve sends me emails here and there, and Rod sent us some really cool stuff. Yeah, Bruce was asking for me when he played in Brazil recently, see if I want to come on.
Yeah. Killer's album, very good feedback till now.
They want to see if I come on and do a song with them, but I'm never here, I'm always in a different part of the world when they're somewhere else, so fuck it, man. I would do something one day, I'm sure.
I understand you clearly, man.
That's no big deal, I'm still friends, it's no problem.
Now, in the present, Paul Di'Anno still continue with producing albums, and now we're waiting for the new one.
Yeah, this has been a long time because we've been so busy on tour and stuff, and I've had a lot of shit going on touring wise, but but once we decided to get it together, we've done it pretty quickly, so it's all good. So as I said, we got 5 tracks. We'll be a release as an EP in June, and then the rest of the album will be done hopefully by early next year. So
that's okay. Well, sir, thank you very much.